This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the fifth doubleheader. Here's a drive to left field and deep, and Cruz ties the game. Nelly Cruz does it again to the White Sox.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
We continue here on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Cody Decker and Dave Sharapin in for both of the Joes. In fact, we are just, honestly, we are the Joes today, which I'm pretty excited about. And MLB trade deadline is only 8 days away. The dominoes have already started to fall. We saw a couple of smaller moves. I want to say that the Jock Peterson move wasn't a good move, but Jock Peterson, we saw that move already happen. But now last night, the first major domino has fallen. Nelson Cruz to the Tampa Bay Rays. Listen, I not only love the move, I'd be lying if I said I saw it coming. And here's why. This is not a Rays move. The Rays don't go get big bats. Yep. And that is a big bat.
And that's what they need, right? Like, there's moves in the book where, you know, you have to move the odds. And then there's other trades like the Jock Peterson trade that nothing happens, you know. And this is one that I think you could legitimately say we need to move the odds down. This is what exactly the doctor ordered for the Rays, the lineup. You know, they get a power hitter that's a game changer, and they're right there, right? So, you know, odds to win the division have to change. Odds to win the AL pennant have to change. I don't know if you touched the World Series stuff yet, but it's just – one of those moves that, I don't know, man. Like, didn't baseball have more of these moves a few years ago? Like, if I hope that there's something happening and something brewing, but I don't even know who the big piece is, Cody. Like, what's the big trade or the big guy that's going to go somewhere where you're going to go, wow, that's the move?
You know what? I look at this move and I said, wow, because my mind and my eyes have been so locked in on one team and just one team. And I knew the Twins would move guys, and I knew they had pieces like Nelson Cruz. Josh Donaldson is a piece they could legitimately move. Yep. I don't see them moving him all that well because of the contract and the amount of money and his age. However, if they were able to move him, it would be very good for the Twins to do so. And he would help a team in the short term, that's for sure. But I look at this Nelson Cruz move thinking, wow, this is a game-changing move. Because right now, the Rays are already my pick for the AL East. You add in a Nelson Cruz, you're throwing a pipe bomb into that division.
Yeah, though I actually like the Rays as well. I actually somehow picked them before the season. So I'm hoping that that comes to fruition. But I think right now, I mean, we have to do it. I know nobody likes him, but there are people that do. This Yankee team is getting hot.
Stop it, Cody.
I know, but like, don't you have to acknowledge it?
Okay, yeah, let's acknowledge it. Let's acknowledge it. Did you watch the Yankee game yesterday, by the way? Did you get a chance to check that game out?
Yeah, in between the wild pitches, before or after. What was that?
That was, I don't know. It seemed like I watched a legitimate human accidentally lose its programming and become the data-like android he was and just started malfunctioning. What was that, 5 wild pitches in that inning? It was atrocious.
Oh, it was bad. It's one of those things, like, you're watching and you're going, all right, was that 4 wild pitches? There was 4. Yeah. I mean, and you can't stop it. What are they saying in the dugout? Like, what are we doing? We got extra innings, we give a game away against the Red Sox that we can't. I don't know, man. It's just they're coming though. Like, what move are they going to make? You don't think so? You don't think they're going to challenge here in the back half, at least for a wild card?
I think they're going to try. Here's the problem. they don't have any capital that other teams don't have. It's not the 90s anymore for the Yankees, where the Yankees have the checkbook and everyone else is just tailing behind them. Everyone has that checkbook. Everyone has the pieces. And right now, the checkbook doesn't even matter for the Yankees because it's the trade deadline. They need capital in people. They need players. They need prospects. And the Yankees just don't have enough capital in prospects these days that they need. Like, the San Diego Padres was able to build what they have right now because they were able to stockpile prospects for roughly 10 years. Like, I'll give you an example of a team to look out for 2 years. You want to talk about futures? Pittsburgh Pirates in 3 to 4 years is going to be a scary franchise, and here's why. This is a team that's been able to draft high, top picks for the last 7 years. They have got some serious guys in there too. So I would really start to look out for that organization in about 3 to 4 years. Until then, don't put any money on them, maybe ever. But in 3 to 4 years, you might want to look out on NL Central for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But to go back to the Yankees, man, you asked me a question. You just said, what's the piece? What's the thing that's going to go wow? And the reason why no one's going to go wow about where Craig Kimbrel goes is because everyone knows Craig Kimbrel is going. Everyone knows he's the piece that everyone's after. The reason why it is a wow and a serious moment right now is because look at yesterday, just yesterday alone.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, Cleveland Indians game. All blown saves at the end of the game. There's not a single team that doesn't need Craig Kimbrel right now. So that is serious, serious, serious commodity. So whoever gets them, think about it. Think about it, the Phillies get them. If the Phillies get them, that changes the futures because that is a devastating blow to the New York Mets.
Right. Yeah, I think, Phillies, Giants, Dodgers. What about Rich Rod in Pittsburgh? I mean, pretty good closer. And I think, you went to Pittsburgh. I didn't even mean to go to the Yankees and get you fired up. You're telling me the same story that I've been listening to as a Pirate fan forever. I mean, I was at the 1979 World Series as a little kid. That's the last time they were in a World Series, Cody. I mean, like the Pirates – and I love the team. I love the franchise. I was just at the games a couple, weeks ago in Pittsburgh. I love it. But they are going to be good. But right now, like, they can't trade, the all-stars, can they? I mean, Reynolds is a legitimate piece all-star, and I don't know. I don't know. Whoever gets those closers, that's the other thing that I think will affect future odds. We used to sit on trade deadline day and wait like everybody else and see who was going to bet what, but who was going to make what move. I think the closer thing is the move for the team, whoever it is, that's going to change odds. That's the big piece that I'm looking for.
Yeah, and you mentioned closer. Like, look throughout all of the league. Look at every contender. There is not a single contender that couldn't use a back-end major reliever. Just name a team. Yankees, Red Sox could use them. Dodgers, Padres, Giants, all of these teams. White Sox could even use them. I mean, it's not as much of a need for the White Sox because I think the need for the White Sox is another infielder. But they're not going to turn down a great arm. And even I interviewed Zach Scott, GM of the Mets. He actually used this exact quote. We will look to upgrade our team and any way possible. That is an aggressive thing for a general manager to say at the end of the trade deadline.
Especially the Mets general manager, right? I mean, that hasn't been the case. They haven't been in this position. And when they have, they didn't do anything in the past. So, it is big and it is a game changer. And I think, probably he's not the only GM that would say that, right? Like they're open to doing whatever they have to do at this point. Does any team sit back and go, we're good? I don't think there's a team in baseball that sits back and goes, we're good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Even the Dodgers. I mean, at the beginning of this season, I actually looked at when they signed Trevor Bauer, I actually said this out loud, and I said, why. That you just kicked out Trevor May out of your starting rotation. You didn't need him.
Yeah.
But now looking at it, that team, that whole starting staff is currently gone. They're all injured, or, you know, the Bauer situation completely, whatever happens in that situation. But like now the Dodgers starting rotation has been borderline decimated by injury and other outside aspects. It's just kind of crazy. The Brewers, however, has got a very big series coming in this week. But here's the thing. It seems as though they're a foregone conclusion. They're going to run away with this division. Do you think that this series is going to affect them going forward in, say, a futures market?
I don't think so. Again, it's a little too early to kind of say that, especially with what's left in the NL Central. You know, I mean, we talked about the Pirates. We know they're not doing anything. The Cubs are going to be sellers completely, what's happened to them. The Cardinals just can't get right. Like they get to over 500, under 500, over 500. They look like they're going to win between 80 and 85 games unless they somehow make a move or something gets hot there. And Cincinnati's everybody's kind of darling. Even before the season, they've been a lot of, you know, wise guys. Everybody's been talking about the Cincinnati team. And I don't think they're ready to really challenge the Brewers. I was really impressed with Milwaukee, but this is a big series, right? They're like today, they're small favorites, you know, minus 125, minus 130 range. It's a big series, you know, for because it's the White Sox, but I don't know. These interleague series, not that I feel like they don't, you know, count them the same, because obviously they do. But like I know in the books, these are the games that a lot of guys that, you know, respected bettors and things like that, they take them off because they're not the usual matchups. So that's a game today. Like we're going to talk about picks and stuff. I mean, I really, really have a pick that I like. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad when you really, really love something or like something. I never say love, but you get Giolito at a plus price today. Is that,
yes,
I mean,
you
that looks too
way,
easy.
That's not the only guy you get at a plus price today. You get Gerrit Cole at a plus price.
How is that? How is that?
I don't know. I was going to kind of keep that to myself until we started getting into it. But yeah, Giolito and Colin plus price. Yeah, I'm taking both. By the way, also, there is one thing that I actually wanted to ask you. What team do you think is going to fade away in this second half? Because I got a pick that literally I've changed my mind from 3 days ago. I truly, truly am scared for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Wow.
I thought the Blue Jays were going to come up big this second half. They stumbled out the gate. And now, like you said, you started saying, hey, let's take the Yankees seriously. They're starting to come back. Well, I will agree that they're playing better baseball, but last night was just two steps more backwards, which makes me once again want to pump the brakes and just see how things go. But the Blue Jays is a team that I thought was about to take off. And then they don't do something at the trade deadline. I think they're the team that's going to fade away fast.
I agree with you, actually. I mean, they're on pace to be right around their win total, a little bit over, which for the season. So that projection was close to right. I mean, they're playing a little bit above that pace-wise. But a lot of young guys, right? Long season. They had to play in Buffalo. Now they're going to go play in Toronto home games. There's a lot of things happening off the field probably there. And then the pitching, right? It always comes back to the pitching, doesn't it? I mean, you got to have the pitching to last, you know, to survive this long season. And Toronto's, again, I was going to say Oakland. Are you worried about Oakland? They seem like they're there, then they're not, then they're there and they're not. And I feel like they have to beat the Astros almost every time they play them in the back half to not fade away.
Listen, it's not that I think the A's are going to fade away. It's that the Houston Astros, to me, and I've said this on this show all week, the Astros to me right now are the scariest team in Major League Baseball. They're just the team that if I see them in the other dugout, I can't bet against them. I just can't. They're powerful offensively, and they do these innings where they just put up nine spots out of nowhere. And I just find them to be too volatile of a bet because the swings are just too much for me. They scare me, those Astros.
They're so overpriced though every day. Like, you're right. Like when you look at their lines, you know, they're, especially if they play a mediocre to below average team, you know, it's over $2 every single day. Now,
it's the same issue betting on the Dodgers all year. It's just there's no value in it.
Yeah, no, there's really not. And you know, the books know that, and they're priced accordingly. But you're right. Like, Houston is – are they back? Can we say they're back? You know, Springer's gone. Nothing changed. Like, they just keep winning games.
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned Springer being gone. I was thinking that – I was truly thinking the Astros were going to go get Nelson Cruz. And I thought, oh, my God, if that team gets Nelson Cruz, the world is over. But that team also desperately does need maybe another arm, another bullpen arm. Hey, tell me right now, you put Craig Kimbrell in a Houston Astros uniform. Is that not just ending all of the American League West and possibly all the American League?
Yeah, that's – I don't think anyone in the American League wants to see that. I don't know. Does Houston have the capital to make that happen?
They seem to keep being able to keep bringing these guys up, and they seem to outplay everybody else. So you got to assume they know what they're doing on the farm side.
Yeah, man, I don't know. The American – each league has its own intriguing stories, which is actually – it's a fun time to be looking at this stuff every day and making plays and then, you know, having these future plays as a possibility as we, you know, are in the dog days of summer, literally, you know, in betting season. Everybody's getting ready for football and talking about preseason wins and all this stuff. And, you know, we're still talking baseball, which I love.
Well, you just brought up football. And speaking about football, coming up next, yep, they're my team. They're in Dave City, the Las Vegas Raiders. They were the best over team in the NFL last season. Why? Because they have absolutely no defense. And we're going to talk about all of the 2020 trends that could carry over the 2021 season. More right here with both of us right here on the BetQL Daily on BetQL.